What if there was a toolbox that if you put all of those tools into action, you could create, you could build a beautiful, successful, happy, healthy, fit, strong life? After 50 years on the planet, I have the toolbox. I've been given the tools, and now it's up to me, as it is up to you, to apply those tools to build the life. After 50 years, I've had a little bit of experience with building a successful, happy, fit, strong, healthy life, and the toolbox is amazing. I challenge you to create your own toolbox, and maybe my ideas will be helpful in the tools that you choose to put into your successful life toolbox. There's not any order of importance of these tools. They're all incredibly important. And I do challenge you to create your own toolbox. Here's mine. Number one, passion. In every area of your life, if you are passionate about what you do, everything is easier and more fun and more exciting. But most importantly, do what you are the most passionate about when it comes to your career or your business. You're much more likely to be happy every single day and to have a purpose. Number two is vision, and that's the ability to see and create the life that you want. You have to be able to look forward and say, yes, that's possible. You have to be able to see it. And when you have the tool of vision, you go forward regardless, even if you can't physically see it at the moment because it's not happening at the moment, you can see it in the future. Number three is courage. Regardless of how scared you are, you give it a crack anyway. The people who are successful and happy that I've met all have very large testicles. They do it even if they're scared to death. And it's amazing how when you do it, you are less scared. Discipline, doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. Or even if you come up with all the excuses like, I don't have time, I'm too busy, I can't be bothered, other people have told me that I can't do it. Discipline means you do it anyway. Number six is lack of care for what other people think. The people who truly care about you want you to achieve your dreams and they want you to live your passion. They would never stop you and they would never tell you that you can't do it. So if you've got people in your life that are telling you that you can't do it, perhaps stop caring about that information. There's several books I would suggest that if you want to add knowledge, wisdom, experience and information into your life that will guarantee you'll become successful in every area of your life. It's a very short list. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Strongly recommend that you apply all 7 steps. They're amazing and work. Good to Great and Built to Last are the best success books for business or your career path. I would feel that if you haven't read those books that you wouldn't have the tools that you need to have a successful business or a successful career. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is the ultimate communication book. If you haven't read it, then you have less tools, less information, less wisdom on how to be a great person, how to communicate effectively with other people. And Richest Man in Babylon is the book if you want to have financial success. And some people call it wealth. I like to call it choice and freedom. When you are wealthy, you can choose and you are free to do and go wherever you want to and have the life that you want. That's what wealth produces. So The Richest Man in Babylon will give you all the information you will ever need on how to be wealthy and free, financially free. Number 7 is learn how to be a superb communicator. And a couple of tips for that is learn a new word every day, keep learning new things every day, and then ask questions, listen and remember the answers. So everybody you meet, ask questions, listen and remember the answers. And then when you feel like you want to talk, stop. Ask another question. When you're talking, what comes out of your mouth is what you already know. When you ask questions, you can be learning. Number 8 is superb etiquette. Learn and apply good manners. Be kind, be respectful, be gracious, be nice. The world has very few people now that have superb etiquette, and it will help you stand out from a very busy crowd of rude people. Be a nice person is number 9. Never judge, gossip, criticize, or speak negatively of any person or any business. Look for the best in everybody. Look for what you can praise and compliment in all people. Be respectful of the opinions and ideas of all people. We all have the right to think and believe exactly what we choose to. And we would be very disappointed if people tried to tell us what to think, what to believe, what to do. So let's be respectful of other people. That's my toolbox, all wrapped up with the best gift you can possibly give yourself is to be healthy, fit and strong and have a career that you love. Imagine a life like that. The toolbox is ready to go. For me, I've applied the tools to the action and I wake up every day happy, healthy, fit and strong, and I wish exactly the same for you. Have an awesome day.